The 47-year-old has drawn international attention with some defending her. Huawei's Benjamin Hao says the company and her lawyers will continue to fight America's claims she violated the country's trade sanctions with Iran.
Canada does not impose sanctions on financial services in relation to Iran. The allegation she faces is not a crime in Canada, and therefore the extradition request does not satisfy the double criminality requirement.
About a year ago, Meng was heading to Mexico and stopped at YVR, the prime minister weighing in.
We live up to our international obligations and we trust our courts to do the right things.
And in what was called a retaliatory move,
the detention of former Canadian diplomat Michael Korvrig this week in China.
In the same month, Michael Spavor was detained. Now by May, China makes it all official, saying they were endangering national security. Since then, both get a monthly visit from Canadian diplomats. A third Canadian in China sees a retrial of his drug-related case and gets the death penalty. After telling Star Metro Vancouver in January the extradition should be dropped, our then-ambassador to China John McCallum is fired by the PM. Recently, one of Kovrig's co-workers reflected on the case. Here's Praveen Mahiraju.
Very much could have been any one of us who were in Michael's position.
To mark her year, Meng writes a letter thanking Canadians for their kindness. She says she spends her days painting and reading in her Dunbar home, watching the surrounding hills turn to crimson, waiting to hear if she'll head to the U.S. to face those claims. With one of the top stories of 2019, I'm Rhea Renouf.